All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9, weekdays, and of course, that's Mountain Standard Time. What have we got here today in the valley? It's minus 3, and the wind's out of the southeast at 4 kilometers an hour, and humidity is sitting at 96%, barometric pressure 102.6 kilopascals and rising. Now they're calling for some cloudy conditions today. Temperature steady near zero. And we'll go down to zero tonight. And then tomorrow, high of plus 2 with a 40% chance of rain. Upper elevations likely a little bit of snow. And down to 1 overnight. And high of plus 2 on Sunday. Rain on the lower parts of the valley. Snow in the upper parts. Monday, high of 2. And then it looks like come Thursday, things might want to cool off a little bit. We're going to get some sunny conditions and that kind of stuff. But temperatures are going to drop to minus 4 on Tuesday. Minus 8 on Wednesday and minus 9 on Thursday. Not good. Okay, it's Friday. You know how I like to rock. Yeah. In the free world. Oh, yeah. Right here on South Good Nerdale.
People sleeping in their shoes. There's a war inside. You're looking to rock. Listen to South Kootenai Radio at 5 o'clock.
All right, Pat Travers Band there with Boom Boom Out Go the Lights. Of course, that's from a past live album of Live Go for What You Know. That one released in 1979, that particular song. An FM favorite with all the DJs, of course, especially on a Friday morning. Well, I hope... Hope you're loosening up there. We've got some great tunes ahead. Hopefully not too hard to handle. But it is Friday. And, it's Black Friday in the U.S. of A. And I'm not going to go down this year and do some shopping. It's, sometimes it's kind of nice to go on down and make some good buys, but I'm not into it this year, so that's the way that goes. But at this time, 7:44, it's time for This Day in Canadian History. And it was on this day in 1963 out of Quebec when TransCanada Airlines DC-8F with 111 passengers and 7 crew crashes in the woods north of Montreal 4 minutes after takeoff from Dorval Airport. There were no survivors, no satisfactory explanation of Canada's worst air disaster. Also on this day in 1995, Premier Mike Harris vows to slash $6.2 billion in spending over 3 years and balance the budget by the year 2000 as part of his common sense revolution. Head of Ontario's new progressive conservative government. Yeah. I see. Anyways, what else do we have here? I guess it's birthday time now. That was it for news? Let's see, I gotta skip. Oh, Denny Doherty, singer, songwriter, born on this day in Halifax, in Nova Scotia in 1941. Doherty started his folk rock, yeah, or folk for short, trio, the Colonials, later the Halifax Three, and in 1959 he signed a recording contract in New York City, but the group broke up. He joined Cass Elliott as a member of her Greenwich Village group, the Big Three, recruited Zal Zanovsky and John Sebastian, and changed its name to the Mugwumps. A Beatle clone, actually. The group broke up without a contract. Sebastian and Yanovsky formed the Love and Spoonful, and Cass and Doherty joined John and Michelle Phillips of the Journeymen to become the New Journeymen and then the Mamas and the Papas. 1965, they moved to Los Angeles and started generating hits like California Dreamin', Monday Money, Monday Monday, and Go Where You Wanna Go. I saw her again last night. And of course, the list just goes on and on. Stan Rogers, also born on this day, folk singer, songwriter, born in Hamilton, Ontario, on this day in 1949, died at age 33 in a fire on an Air Canada jet at Cincinnati Airport, June the 2nd, 1983. Rogers recorded 4 albums, Fogarty's Cove, Turnaround, Between the Breaks, Northwest Passage, and 2 more compilations, From Fresh Waters and For the Family, were released after his death. Hits include Barrett's Privateer, Make and Break Harbor, Mary Ellen Carter, and of course, Northwest Passage. And Howie Mandel, actor, comedian, talk show host, born in Toronto on this day in 1955. Mandel played in St. Elsewhere, Dr. Wayne Fiscus, Parenthood, Good Grief, and the cartoon voice of Bobby, his dad in Bobby's World. And then he went on, he had a talk show, and he's got some other show right now. I'm not quite sure what it is. But What else do we have here? Oh, there's big news in 1992. And, of course, real big news. In 1992, oh, it's out of Toronto, but Doug Flutie leads Wally Buono's CFL Calgary Stampeders to win over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 24-10 in the 80th Grey Cup. Third title to Calgary. Pundits say that this may be the last all-Canadian event if the CFL expands into the U.S., which it did. And, of course, one of those teams ended up winning the Grey Cup, but they folded about like a year or two later. Anyways, well, I probably should play a little bit of Mamas and the Papas here because Denny Doherty's birthday today, born in 1941. And my favorite tune, California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas. Sing along if you feel you must.
got you. Got you. Got a tether, a liquor store. I'm playing the numbers. Yeah, 444. I got a mojo. Don't you know? I'm all dressed up with no place to go. I got women to the left of me. I got women to the right of me. Got you. No, I ain't got you.
Crow, play a guitar, you betcha. Ain't Got You, and of course that comes from Gary's album that came out in 2001, Back to the Blues. All right, I've got some clown just walked into the booth here, and he's poking me in the back with his pencil. Yes, it's ticking me off. So he keeps saying, I need my 4 minutes and 30 seconds for my news update, so I guess I better let him go. And we'll be back on the second half hour very shortly, right here on South Gouda Radio.
It is November 29th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The United Nations has released a disturbing report into the plight of Syrian children caught in the middle of that country's ongoing civil war. Here's the CBC's Margaret Evans.
The report is a terrible indictment of the world's failures when it comes to Syria, and especially its children. Over 1 million living as refugees, lives stunted by the conflict. More than half are not in school, thousands have been separated from their families, and many more forced to work to survive. Volker Turk is the head of international protection at the UNHCR.
What has struck us in particular is the amount of scarring and trauma the children face as a result of the crisis in Syria. And in fact, the idea of home and warmth is gone with a single stroke, as you can imagine, when they cross the border.
Nearly half of refugee households surveyed are relying, at least in part, on income from children. Margaret Evans, CBC News, London.
Following revelations this week about the alarming number of deaths in Alberta's foster care system, a request is being made for the federal government to call an inquiry. It comes from the leader of Alberta's Liberal Party, Raj Sherman. He's written a letter to the Prime Minister.
The majority of the children who've died in care are First Nations heritage. The federal government, the provincial government, and the First Nations of our country need to be all at the table fixing this problem.
A newspaper investigation has revealed that over the past 14 years, 145 Alberta children have died while in the province's foster care. The Alberta government at this point is rejecting calls for a public inquiry. Instead, it's planning a series of what it's calling roundtable meetings to discuss the state of foster care. One of three men on trial in connection with the murders of six people in Surrey, B.C. more than 6 years ago has now entered a guilty plea. Michael Lee will be sentenced next month for conspiracy to commit murder. The CBC's Kurt Petrovich has the details.
According to the Crown, Michael Lee was a leader of the Red Scorpions gang in 2007 when he allegedly conspired to kill a rival drug dealer. But when a crew of killers arrived at the dealer's apartment, they ended up shooting five other people as well, including two innocent bystanders. For the past 2 months, Lee has been on trial with two co-accused, charged with conspiracy and murder. Yesterday, Lee was brought to court on his own, where he pleaded guilty, but only to a charge of conspiring to kill the drug dealer. Neil McKenzie, a spokesperson for BC's Criminal Justice Branch, says the murder charge against Lee will be dropped, but he can't explain why.
Crown considers this to be an appropriate resolution in relation to Mr. Lee, obviously, or we would not have accepted this disposition, this plea.
McKenzie says the minimum sentence for first-degree murder is the same as the maximum for conspiracy to murder, life in prison. Lee will be sentenced next month. Kurt Petrovich, CBC News, Vancouver.
A judge in Cranbrook, B.C. will rule today on whether convicted child abductor Randall Hopley should be designated a dangerous offender. 2 years ago, Hopley abducted a three-year-old boy from his home in Sparwood, B.C., but returned him 4 days later, insisting the boy had not been harmed. The Canadian military says it will investigate the suicide this week of three soldiers. All three served in Afghanistan. The investigation request, however, is not good enough for NDP defense critic Jack Harris. He's calling for an independent inquiry with a review of the military's post-traumatic stress treatment program. The deaths this week occurred in three separate provinces, Alberta, Ontario, and Manitoba. 9 months after putting up the for sale sign, the Harper government has found a buyer for the building that houses the Canadian High Commission in London. The mansion is located in the city's Mayfair district, and it's been sold to an Indian condo developer for more than $500 million. The building has been owned by Ottawa since 1959. And that is the CBC News to this hour. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe, and welcome back for the second half hour, everybody. We got -3 in the Crescent Valley this morning, going up to zero with some cloudy conditions. We're just getting a hint of some light out there, and I can tell that it is cloudy. I need some Iggy Pop to start the second half hour off with. The Passenger, right here on South Goodney Radio.
City's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. shine so bright. A size made for us tonight. Oh, the passenger. He sees a sight and hollow sky. He sees the stars blow out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back sides. He sees the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. But it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride and see what's mine. Things he knows are his. He sees the bright and hollow sky. He sees the city sleep at night. He sees the stars are out tonight. And all of it is yours and mine. And all of it is yours and mine. So let's ride and ride and ride and ride.
Listening to the South Kootenai Radio broadcasting out of Creston Valley, and be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
There we go, our theme music bringing us into this day in rock and roll history. And what do we have here? A couple of birthdays to mention. We've got John Mayall, born on this day, November the 29th, 1933. And, of course, I feel so lucky to have seen John here summer or two ago. And what a great show up at the Nelson, or up at the Royal Hotel in Nelson. 1941, as mentioned on this day in Canadian history, we've got Danny Doherty, vocals for the Mamas and the Papas. In 1944, Felix Cavalier, vocals and keyboards for the Young Rascals, Good Lovin'. And the useless trivia throughout the years on November the 29th, we're going to start off in 1959, and that's at the Grammy Awards that year, held just 6 months after a similar award show. Bobby Darin wins Record of the Year for Mac the Knife, as well as... Got a cat in my lap. He also won the Best New Artist of the Year. 1963, the Beatles' fifth British single, I Want to Hold Your Hand, is released. Advance orders exceed 700,000, and within 3 days, the record will have sold 1 million copies, making it their second million seller. 1969, the chart topper, you know that one. Yeah, the Beatles hit it for the 18th time with Come Together. Yeah, and the flip side had Something. Yeah, the song Something. We know the B-side had Something, but yeah. Also in 1969, Elvis Presley's LP From Memphis to Vegas and From Vegas to Memphis reaches the Billboard album chart, where it would stay for 24 weeks, climbing as high as number 12. 1979, Michael Jackson receives a gold record for Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, the first of the top, first of four top 10 hits from his album Off the Wall. 1986, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band Live, 1975 to 85, started a 7-week run at number one on the Billboard album chart. 1998, Butch McDade, a drummer for the Amazing Rhythm Aces, on their 1975 hit Third Rate Romance, died of cancer at the age of 52. And in, 2001, yes, sad day, British guitarist George Harrison passes away at the age of 58 while resting at a friend's home in Los Angeles. And in 2010, Sotheby's of New York announces that Bob Dylan's handwritten lyrics to the 60s anthem, The Times They Are a-Changin', would hit the auction block. When they did, in early December, handwritten notes were bought by hedge fund manager Adam Sender, who placed the winning bid at $422,500. There you go. All right, let's get going with some John Mayall here. It Ain't Right. Happy birthday, John Mayall, born on this day in 1933, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Away. Well, you know it ain't right just to treat me sometimes it just turns out that way.
SKR, South Kootenai Radio, on the airwaves of the World Wide Web, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, SKR, South Kootenai Radio.
Patrolling the streets of Creston Valley, I'm listening to South Kootenai Radio, because I'm Batman.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag's just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Maggie's back in town. Don't you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, Sugi Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lolly Linya, and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town, I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Sugi Tawdry, look out to Miss Lolly Linya. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
There you go, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band finishing off this day in rock and roll history with Raise Your Hand. That's one of the songs off of the Live 1975 to 85. Of course, that's when the Boss was right at the peak of his career. And Terry, if you're listening, there is one band that I haven't seen. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Would have loved to, but Always a little tough getting the ticket to see Bruce. Yes. What else did we have? The Beatles Come Together. Of course, that was a big hit for them in 1969. It was their 18th Billboard chart topper. We had Bobby Darin, Mac the Knife, which, of course, won a bunch of awards for Bobby Darin in 1959. We played a little bit of the Rascals, Good Lovin', Felix Cavalier, vocals and keyboards for the band, born on this day in 1944. And, of course, we had another song there by the Mamas and the Papas, Monday, Monday. Denny Doherty, born on this day in 1941 in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Whoop, excuse me. And we started things off with John Mayall. It Ain't Right. John Mayall, of course, born on this day in 1933. Stay tuned again Monday. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. And what do we got? I think we should do the weather update across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, it is -3, and we're going up to 0 today with cloudy conditions. And over in Vancouver, it's cloudy right now and 8 degrees. -14 and snowing in Yellowknife, +1 and cloudy in Calgary, and Winnipeg -12 and cloudy, Toronto -8 and sunny, Halifax snowing -4, and what do we got? 4 degrees with some sunny conditions in St. John's and Newfoundland. Okay, we have time to squeeze in one more quick song here. I appear to have, oh, no, there is, it's already on the platter, it's on deck number, or deck B, U2, with, what's his name there, oh, Mr. Blues himself, with the big guitar named Blue Seal, When Love Comes to Town, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Down, but I did what
Are you two there with When Love Comes to Town? Okay, it is quarter to the hour, and it is time for our artist highlight. And because George Harrison passed away on this day in 2001, I've decided to play a couple of George Harrison songs. And, of course, this segment brought to you by Golden Treasures, which, by the way, is the new name for the store Bedazzled, which is located in downtown Creston. They've got the new name painted on the windows here, and they still have their main picture to do up on the top of the store yet, but look for all kinds of changes here. Their main website will be switching from bedazzled.ca to Golden Treasures here shortly, but there's a number of things that have to be worked out. This just doesn't happen like that. No. Takes a little bit of a thought process. But anyways, it's same store. Great hosts. Just got a new name. It sounds like something that fits in with what's actually going on down there rather than the bead thing. Anyways, George Harrison, born on this day, not on this day, passed away on this day in 2001, and of course was born on the 25th of February, 1943. Not really much to say about George Harrison. Of course, he was with the Beatles for a number of years. Awesome guitar player, and had a number of great songs put out on Beatle album there. And I'm going to listen to a few of them from his time with the Beatles and some solo stuff. So we're going to start off with Horse to the Water. And this one was actually co-written with George's son, Danny. And let's give everything a spin, shall we?
Dream.
that'll blow your hair back if you still have any on South Kootenai Radio.
Okay, there you go. Our artist highlight today featuring the music of George Harrison, who passed away on this day in 2001. We had a live track there of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And before that, we had Marwah Blues, Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth. And we started things off with A Horse to the Water. Hope you enjoyed those. Those are some of my favorite tracks of Harrison's music. And guess what, everybody? That is it for the morning show today. Hope you enjoyed what you heard. And we will be back again Monday morning at 7:30 Mountain Standard Time. And but we have other music that will be going on here. We do broadcast 24/7, and of course you can have a look at our program schedule, which is on theskr.com. We've got some podcasts there you can download and have a listen to, and we also have one of our locally produced shows that plays at Saturday at 1 in the afternoon called Mountain Jam. It's been running for quite a while now, since 2009? Something like that. Maybe earlier. I can't even remember now. It's been so long. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. Of course, we've got some great hockey in town this weekend at the Johnny Busick Arena. Tonight, we're going to be beating the Kimberly Dynamiters, and then on Saturday night, we're likely going to be beating the Golden Rockets, so it should be a darn good weekend for hockey in the Creston Valley. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll catch you all on the flip side.